Well, greetings and welcome to your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, getting underway on this Thursday, the Feast of Saint Charbel. And that is important to today's broadcast. We'll explain that here in a moment. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. We have the show team in place. Vanessa, Michael, and Rich are handling their duties, and they do that so very well. Help to make the show what it is each and every day. And Debbie Giorgiani is with me. Hey, Deb.
Hello, Jerry. Yes. So many beautiful things happening today. Saint Charbel, a wonderful saint, a very strong saint, a very active saint. Many miracles are attributed to him. So we would like for you to ask. You can ask about Saint Charbel, absolutely. You can also share with us how you brought this great saint into your life when you were most in need. Also, all the other go-to saints. You know, just recently we talked about Saint Anthony. We talked about Padre Pio, Saint Therese. We talked about Saint Lucy. I mean, it goes on and on. Amazing saints in the church triumphant that we have that are our friends. So we'd like to hear from you. Do you go to the saints? Do you lean on the saints? Do you feel the saints that are trying to make friends with you? Sometimes people say, well, this saint found me. Wow, I think that is wonderful. And we just really want to hear from you. So like Jerry said, the show team's in place. We just need to ring those phones and get you on air, and that would be wonderful. So come on, you guys. You've got the phone right within reach, I'm sure. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, we have a wonderful ministry team leader with us who's it's her birthday today. She's on the Feast of Saint Charbel. I love that. Laura Sweet, if you're listening in the great state of Nebraska, we love you. You and Glenn, and you've just been so wonderful and supporting of supporters of Take Two and the spirit world. And so, Laura, happy birthday today.
Amen. Amen. And a blessed day to anyone who's celebrating a birthday today or the feast day, the Feast of Saint Charbel. It could be a patron that you were named after who has played a prominent role in your life. As Debbie said, sometimes the saints choose us. Maybe you have found yourself in a very close, prayerful, spiritual relationship with a saint that you never really expected would be part of your life. How is it that you go to the saints? We are not separated from them. The church has the church glorified in heaven, the church militant here on earth, and the church suffering in purgatory. So we are all connected. We are the branches. Jesus is the vine. And so we are connected to the saints, and they are playing an integral part of our lives, whether we actually are conscious of it or aware of it or not. So we would like to know about those days, those times, those moments when you are aware of the presence and the action of the saints in your life. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
You know what's so cool about Saint Charbel? You know, you have the oil that like exudes a little bit from the tomb of in Lebanon of Saint Charbel, and then also it's mixed with olive oil, and that's spread throughout the whole world. I have some of that oil. I received it at a healing mass when I first had the issues with my eyes, and it's so amazing. I mean, just going to that healing mass of Saint Charbel and the Maronite rite, oh my goodness, is it powerful and mystical? And has anyone ever been to that particular service? Please call in. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about going to the saints today, and it's also for Saint Charbel, absolutely. This week was Saint Mary Magdalene. We had Saint Bridget of Sweden, you know, and coming up this weekend is Saint Anne and Saint Joachim. Okay, how beautiful is that? Let's talk about going to these amazing friends of ours in heaven. Could you please call in? Maybe you're not Catholic and you're saying, what are you talking about? Who do we go to? Who are you going to in heaven? Call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, and not to be forgotten in all of that wonderful list, the Feast of St. James tomorrow.
That's right.
And I wish my brother James William Usher, Jim, a happy feast day, a day in advance. And it also happens to be tomorrow is the second anniversary of my being accepted officially by the Diocese of Orlando, Debbie. I got the phone call from the vocation director 2 years ago on the Feast of St. James saying, get ready to pack your bags and head to Orlando.
That is so cool. That is so cool. You want to say hello to Michael? Let's say hello to Michael in Saratoga Springs, Jerry, New York, on YouTube. Oh, Jerry, we got a wave on YouTube. We got a lot of folks on YouTube today. Michael, we're going to say hello, but we're already going to tell you that we're going to hold you through the break. So, Michael, welcome to Take Two. Okay.
Welcome. Yes. You were just talking about St. Anne there a little bit in your little introductions. Mm-hmm. But to begin this first part, I've been doing the novena to St. Anne, and the focus of my novena this year has been on vocation because somebody put my name in for a possible vocation to the diaconate, so I'm going to be requesting prayers for that. Mm. But then after the break, I've actually got an interesting story to tell because the first time I went up to the Shrine Center in the Portway was probably one of my most memorial moments being on vacation / pilgrimage, so...
Nice. Very nice. Michael, that is so awesome that you're in that discernment process for the diaconate. That is wonderful. And I love how you're doing the novena to St. Anne. I think that is so extraordinary because I've done that novena many times and had some great results, spiritual results with that. So that is awesome. And Michael, we're so happy for you. You sound like you've got a lot of joy in your heart going through this process. So way to go. I mean, that is so awesome. Let's hear what Jerry has to say.
No, I think it's fantastic as well. Anything that has to do with a vocation definitely got my prayers and the prayers of the Take Two family, Michael, as well. And so you can be assured of that. And you mentioned you had something else that you wanted to share a little bit about. Maybe we can hold that just until we get to the other side of the break. So as Debbie said, Michael, we got started with you there, but we will ask you to pause just for a moment. And we will give that phone number out again and let other people, Debbie, have a chance to call in because we have some open phone lines here on what should be a very inspiring conversation about our older brothers and sisters, the saints.
Absolutely, Jerry. So Michael's going to hold. He's going to tell us a story after the break. We'd like to hear from you. So fill up those phone lines and tell us how you lean on the saints, how you go to the saints, how you feel about the saints. Maybe you have a church like I do that has a mural that has like 30 saints on it. And you just walk in there and you're like, oh, this is so beautiful. I feel like I'm surrounded by the saints. And you are. So let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. Jerry and I, we love shows like this because we learn and grow. We feel so excited to have all the support around us from the Church Triumphant. And it is an amazing feeling, you guys. We're all connected as the body of Christ. So don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to make the call for you. We want to hear from you at 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Well, we always say that this is your show and you make it what it is. Well, today especially, because we all should have a relationship with the saints, at least maybe the patron for whom we were named or our confirmation saint or another saint that we have just really felt especially drawn or attracted to. So share what that relationship is like in your life. And especially we would love to hear how a saint has maybe come through for you as you have prayed for their intercession and they have really showed themselves powerfully in your life and maybe won a great grace or gift or blessing from God for you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll return right back to the phones after I tell you about a way that you can journey deeper in your understanding of the Eucharistic mystery and understand the Eucharistic story of God's love for us from the Old Testament all the way to the institution of the Eucharist. You can download the free, folks, free ebook, The 12 Stations of the Most Holy Eucharist. All you have to do is go to EWTN.com/Catholicism. That's EWTN.com/Catholicism to get your free ebook on the Eucharistic mystery.
So Michael's going to tell us a story in just a moment, but I want to give the phone number because we really want to know if you feel close to a saint, if you asked a saint to intercede and you really felt like they were there for you. Are you close to St. Anthony? Okay, so many are. How about Padre Pio, St. Therese? I mean, it's so amazing, you guys. Let's really let all of heaven see what we're doing today on Take Two, where we're honoring all those wonderful holy men and women of God that have made it to heaven. Call in, share your story like Michael's about to do at 833-288 EWTN, super easy, 833-288-3986. And Michael, you're back with us. Tell us the story.
Yes, I was, and this is actually, I think St. Anne, my, first of all, my birthday falls on St. Anne's Feast Day, and then I think St. Anne may have also chosen me, too, on top of it. But the story here is that for my 18th birthday, now how often do you have a person who spends their 18th birthday in a religious shrine? But I did. But we had my birthday dinner in a chicken place in a restaurant in a suburb of what was in Quebec City, known as Rotisserie Saint-Hubert. Mm-hmm. And for dessert, and this is probably the most memorial part, they actually sang happy birthday to me in English with a French accent. And nice. It's all because they went up to Saint-Anne-de-Beaupré for my 18th birthday. And God willing, hopefully, I'll get to go back there again. As I said, I've been able to watch Nenafina this year. And their thing for the Novena thing for St. Anne-de-Beaupré this year for the Novena is Pilgrims of Hope, kind of relating into the Jubilee. So that's basically the whole story. Believe me, and even if you do not understand French, I would highly recommend turning into that because even some of the music is beautiful.
That. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. So, Michael, your birthday is July 26th this weekend. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. It's a great day to be born, Michael. That's awesome.
Yep.
What a cool story. Jerry, what do you think?
Well, I was also curious, Michael. You've got a powerful name and a powerful patron saint in St. Michael the Archangel. Do you have a particular devotion to him as well?
Oh, yeah. In fact, any time I have to pass by anything, not just abortion centers, basically anything dealing with anything that promotes anything that's against the Catholic faith, I usually say the St. Michael prayer.
Wow, that's great.
And sometimes that can be multiple times a day, like when we had the whole pride thing in June. Anytime I see a pride flag, it's automatically the St. Michael prayer for that. So, many people think, well, if you're going to protest it, you got to be loud. No, in my opinion, if you want to protest it with prayer.
Yeah. So. Well, it's the most powerful thing we can do, and then let God, the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit do what they do best, and then those whom they have designated for powerful missions like St. Michael and the other saints as well. So, Michael, great phone call today. Thanks for leading us off on our conversation about the saints. We appreciate it.
Yes, and good luck with your vocational journey there. In fact, I was actually talking to a priest who used to be station in the parish where I go to here in Saratoga. He actually went to the same seminary that you're going to now.
Oh, very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. I'll be back there in a couple weeks for orientation for the new guys coming in this year. Michael, thank you so much again.
Thanks, Michael.
Great participation. I'm hearing more and more guys, more and more priests who have gone through Pope St. John the 23rd. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. We actually had a question on it on Catholic Radio yesterday. Somebody asked about late vocation seminaries. It was really interesting.
Right?
Yeah. So, and I mentioned, of course, yours, the one that you're going to. I was like, I typed it real fast. I said, because that's where you're at. So cool. Okay, let's have a little fun. You ready? Don't even think. Don't think. All right? Okay, if I were to ask you to just think of a saint real quickly, who would you think of?
Joseph.
Oh, very cool. But that's your middle. That's one of your middle. That's
one
your
of my
name.
Middle names, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know what mine would be, right?
Anne?
Well, that's interesting because that's my middle name, but really Padre Pio.
Oh, Padre Pio.
Yeah, I always go to Padre.
Well, Well, maybe others among you as well love St. Padre Pio or any of the other saints. There are saints that are very, very popular and very active. Blessed Carlo, soon to be St. Carlo Acutis, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. There are some saints that are a little bit more obscure, and yet they are just as beloved of God as any of the other saints and just as powerful in our lives. So call in, share your go-to saint, how you lean on the saints, how the our older brothers and sisters are a model and a guide from you. What have you learned from one of the saints? You know, we have saints like Therese and Teresa of Avila, simple, you know, religious sisters who are actually doctors of the church mm-hmm. because of their profound spirituality and what they have contributed to the overall body of doctrine of the church just through their spiritual lives.
Well, it's interesting you're mentioning Therese. I worked for a pastor who was very close to St. Therese, very, very close. And I've always said that I always wanted to go to France to, you know, trace the steps of, you know, some of the great saints like St. Joan of Arc, St. Therese, St. Catherine Laboure. I mean, it goes on and on. And I just found out yesterday, Jerry, that I'm going to a river cruise in France in April of 2026. And anyone's welcome to come. We would love it. Father Sam Medley is going to be our priest and chaplain. And it's through Guadalupe Radio Network. And it's you just go to grnonline.com/events and check it out. It's only been on the website for one day, and we already have a few signups. So it's really exciting. I've never been on a river cruise, and I'm so excited to go see where St. Therese grew up and where she lived. I mean, you know, she impacted the whole world and never really left the area.
Yeah. No, it's...
Isn't that amazing?
It's the ironic thing about the spiritual life. Sometimes we think we have to have our name in lights and, you know, do all kinds of great and notice, you know, things that get noticed and attention and all of that. But no, we have these hidden cloistered sisters who have impacted and continue to impact mm-hmm. the world. So,
well, and St. Charbel was the same way. You realize that. He never left Lebanon.
Yeah.
No, and he impacted the whole world. Yeah.
He went out into the desert as a hermit mm-hmm. for many, many years and did battle with Satan on Satan's turf, the desert. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's go back to the call,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah. We're going to Louisiana. I love this. Maria is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Maria. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to share and put a shout out to Padre Pio, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with him. But growing up in a Sicilian family, I was born in New Orleans. You know, you see Padre Pio all over the house. I used to think he was an uncle because it just looked like a photograph. Until I got older, I realized he was a saint, and I understood it. So about 5 years ago, we had bought this house, and I was bringing my 21-year-old son to see it because the sale had just went through, and we got the key, and him and I were the first one in it. And we walked in the front yard, backyard, and we walked in the kitchen, and I opened the kitchen drawer, and I said, "Oh, look, Dominic. They left the Padre Pio thing here. Why would they have left that?" It was like 2 inches high, 2 inches wide. And it was even purchased in Italy. And I recall the owners had a son going to school in Italy. And I was just excited that they had left that behind. Well, fast forward 10 days from that, my son was in a single car accident. And the police officer had took his necklace off and given it to my oldest son, Francesco. And I always knew my son to wear a St. Michael, a medal. And then my son Giovanni went up to the necklace, and he moved the St. Michael, and behind it was like a dime size of Padre Pio.
Oh.
And at that moment, it just made me think to myself, wow, that day my son Dominic had the opportunity to say, "Oh, look, Mom, I wear Padre Pio," because I knew he always had the St. Michael, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I realized after, you know, Jesus took him home, I put the pieces together, and I said, "Padre Pio, what you did is you tried to prepare me that day." Mm. Yes. Aww. That day I wasn't strong enough to understand it. But then after the day that, you know, we found out that he was going to be on life support, and, you know, we did the organ donating and stuff, it's when I realized, I told my Sicilian father, I said, "Dad, Padre Pio prepared me." Mm. And he even prepared my son. So what I did, and thanks for that, is me and my father and my son Giovanni, after that son's death, the year later, it took me a year to get, you know, together spiritually and mentally and physically. But I went to San Giovanni Rotondo to thank you. And that was a beautiful thing to be there. And it's just a reminder that, wow, you know, these saints are superheroes. Forget about Spider-Man, Batman, and Husey Lou and all that stuff. None of that means anything. We got these saints, these cloud of witnesses in the sky that are there just waiting. They're so close to God, and they love him so much, and it doesn't mean we're skipping God. It just means we have different relationships with brothers and sisters who've gone before us.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing, and that brings me such solace, and it's not something I say just to make myself feel better. It's something you can only feel.
Maria,
the person feels it.
Yeah, Maria, he's so close to you, Padre Pio. He's so active. Tell us, Maria, I put your whole Sicilian family in the prayer book, but how many sons do you have, and which was the name of the son that passed?
Dominic passed. And the oldest son, Francesco, and my youngest, Giovanni.
Francesco and Giovanni. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Just a reminder that, you know, we all, as brothers and sisters, listen, as Christians, we, up to this point, I think Christians in the world have failed. We're in the third millennia. We have an opportunity as young people and people to make changes in this world for God's sons and daughters across all nations. To be able to work together and do the right thing in this world. And it starts so easy in your own family, you know?
Yes. But anyway, Maria, thank you. Hold on one second. We're going to pay you a compliment. Beautiful names you've got for your sons, Francesco, Giovanni, Dominic. Beautiful. But we're so sorry for your loss. Our hearts are breaking.
But you are
so strong. Oh. And I love the fact that you love a Padre Pio and you went to visit his tomb at San Giovanni Rotondo. Thank you so much for being a strong woman of faith through the most difficult time of letting your son go. And that's got to be so difficult. But I know Jerry wants to say a few words. And I think you were about to pay us a compliment. You don't even have to because we already love you. So you're awesome. Go ahead, Jerry.
Thank you, Teresa.
Maria, I was just going to say, as you were singing the praises of the saints a minute ago, and I can probably speak for Debbie and the show team and all of the Take Two family, my heart was pounding within me because you were talking about, you know, all of these worldly, you know, sort of heroes that we have. And you know, it's not a bad thing to have, you know, maybe people that we admire, even if they're fictitious sometimes. But when you were really, you know, just very strongly touting the praises of the saints, it just really got me thinking how you're right. You know, we've got this amazing family of our brothers and sisters, and God wants us all to be family, you know, not just those who are baptized, you know, card carrying Christians and Catholics, but, you know, those who are not yet members of the fold. God wants us to be the ones that go out and lead them back to him, you know, and go out and find those lost sheep. So together with the power and the prayers and the prayer of the saints, Maria, we can get this done. We can definitely get this done.
What I do is what God gives, and I give what he takes. And we're all, our stories are right now making time, and God is seeing there's before.
Okay, you're starting to cut out a little bit, Maria. I think we're going to let you go on that. We love you. You're a beautiful soul, and you're a strong woman of faith. Thank you for gracing this conversation today. Wow, Jerry, that was powerful.
Well, it was powerful, and, you know, I think there must be a lot of people who are just, you know, just going, yay, Padre Pio, you know, and I know you were one of them, Debbie, and that was just another powerful example of how he is so active and present in the lives of so many people, his spiritual sons and daughters, as he calls us.
Yeah, and he takes on the whole family. And speaking of active, do you know that when a saint is first canonized or on the road to canonization, they are very, very active. So so think of that. Pier Giorgio Frassati, Carlo Acutis. I mean, we got some really powerhouse saints coming up that have that. And Saint Charbel, of course, is very active. And so it's very important that we understand that as Catholics. And it's not that we go around, you know, worshiping all of the church triumphant. We are asking them because they made it to the beatific vision. We're asking them, get us there too. We need the help, right, Jer?
Amen. Well, Bridget, hang on. First time caller in Pennsylvania. A day after your feast day, we're going to get you on the air. We have Gabriella and Isabel, another first time caller. Tell us how you go to the saints, how they help you. 833 833- 888-288-3986. Well, we're talking about the saints today, our bigger brothers and sisters in Christ. And this is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. Our producer, Michael, is on the board today. Vanessa is on the phones. Rich, Jesse, monitoring the chats on social media, waving to all of you watching the video stream. We're going right back to your phone calls about the Saints. As promised, Bridget in Pennsylvania calling the show for the very first time today, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Happy feast day yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what would you like to share?
I wanted to call in and tell you about my experience with St. Bridget of Sweden. And in 2014, shortly before my mom passed, she introduced me to the Sorrowful Rosary. And I really had no idea what it was. My mom was the source of faith to my whole family. And after she passed, I found myself drawn to wanting to learn and know about this Sorrowful Rosary. So I was looking for a book that someone had told me about it, and I couldn't find it. And a couple days later, I was at we have a Poor Clare's chapel right in our town, which is wonderful. So I was there for a mass service, and a man came, at communion, he was behind me, and he handed me something, and I put it in my pocket, and I went to communion, I said my prayers, and when I came back, and I was about to leave, I looked at it, and it was a prayer card that was the Sorrowful Rosary prayer card, and I couldn't believe it. But I also felt like this was a sign that I was on the right path and that I was supposed to be learning this. And a few days later, I saw him again and I asked him, why did you give this? I didn't know this man, but I saw him and I said, why did you give that to me the other day? And he said, I have no idea. Mm. I've never felt that in my life. And there was just this nagging voice to me, give this to the woman behind you, give this to the woman behind you. And I told him the story and he asked me my name and I said, Bridget. And he said, oh my gosh, you know, do you know who really introduced this to the world, this dedication with St. Bridget of Sweden? And it just made me like realize that like she actually is really who I'm named after. I always thought it was St. Bridget of Ireland, but I think it's really St. Bridget of Sweden.
Yeah. Well, if that is the case, that is great that that's the case. And you've got a very, very powerful, patron there in St. Bridget, who, again, feast day was just yesterday. And I remember Bridget and Debbie many, many years ago. I picked up the booklet. I think it's the 15 prayers of St. Bridget or something. And you pray them for a year. And there are a lot of promises attached to that. And I got to the point where I knew them all. I had them all memorized and was praying them each and every day. And I know that can bring powerful, powerful graces to us. And you're very right, Bridget. She is the one who helps us, really appreciate, I think, in a very special way, a unique way, not the other saints don't, but the suffering that our Lord went through. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And that's the devotion of Our Lady of Sorrows. And Bridget, let me share something with you. This is why Jerry and I, from the very beginning of doing Take Two, we are very big on names, the power of names. That's why Jerry and I decided at the very start of Take Two we weren't going to address somebody as anonymous, because their name, it matters. It's important, and the saints see that and know that. So when you were named Bridget, there was a reason. Whether it was something that was just cultural, or they just liked the name, or it was named after, if you were named after St. Bridget, but the saints know that, and it connects you to her. And I think it's lovely. I think your story is amazing. Actually, you have a bit of a book there Bridget, you should think about it, because people would start really laying some importance on names. Because I think sometimes everybody wants to be unique and they put names together. They piecemeal names, or they put letters all over the place to try and make a name. But look at the power we have when we connect with the full body of Christ. And your example of that, and look how that man was prompted by the Spirit to do that. So St. Bridget was connecting with you. Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, and, you know, there's been a few other things over, you know, that I just felt her presence, and I'm so thankful for that. And I did do the same thing. I did do the year devotion, and, you know, as you probably know, Jerry, from doing it, the devil wants you to not do it.
Yeah, that's right.
So many times I would say, oh, I didn't do it yet today, but I'm so thankful, and I actually plan on doing it again. So I appreciate you taking my call, and I appreciate the words that you've said to me, because you really have validated to me in a way of things that I've thought. Mm-hmm. And I love this story that I have, and I think I share it with whomever I can, because I want people to really turn to God and to turn to the saints for intercession.
Absolutely. Well, and I was just going to say, Debbie and I are also big on affirming people and sharing their stories, Bridget, and you have just done that to a global audience. And one of the beautiful impacts that that has is it gets people thinking about maybe their own experiences with saints that they hadn't really given a lot of thought or credence to before. It can really open their eyes to see how powerful a saint or many saints have been in their lives. So you've just done a favor for a lot of people, Bridget. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for this time today. Thank you.
God
Thank
you,
Bridget. Keep us posted when that book comes out, okay?
Okay. God bless.
Okay,
God
thank bless. You. You know, it's so true you said that, because when I was going to the 25th anniversary of Guadalupe Radio Network, on the curb where they check your bags, this man's name was Michael, and he was doing some really heroic things. And you know me with Michael, because I love St. Michael the Archangel. I said to him, I said, boy, you're living up to your name. And he swung his head around and he said, you're talking about Michael? And I said, yeah, St. Michael, the Archangel. And he goes, I get choked up. He goes, I haven't heard that since I was a kid. And I said, well, remember that. And he just looked at me. His eyes got really big. But see, I think, don't you think as we get older, we lose that connection? And that's why we're doing shows like that to affirm that connection with the Church Triumphant. Beautiful thing. The angels and saints. I love that. Isabel's up next, Jerry. Another first time caller from this great state of Washington on Sacred Heart Radio. Hi, Isabel.
Hi. Hi,
folks. Welcome.
I'm nervous. It's my first time ever.
Well, don't be
Catholic
nervous.
Radio.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad that you called today.
Well, thank you. I'm quite an old woman now, and I'm blessed to have had a few miracles in my life, but they weren't necessarily in response to prayer to a particular saint. They were basically miracles that happened because I prayed to God the Father for something, and I had the answer to prayer. But I'm not going to share those right now. I just want to actually share how actually my husband's devotion to two saints, how that played out in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm a widow now for 10 years, but my husband, every day would read a passage from Every Day with St. Francis de Sales, a book, and another passage every day from A Little Daily Wisdom from St. Teresa of Avila. And he sabotaged these books. He would underline them, highlight them, stick tape on the pages that he thought were important. And after he passed, I brought these books into my widowhood. And I have, for the last 10 years, read a page from every one of those books to start my day, my morning prayers.
How beautiful.
And I feel, first of all, besides knowing these, I feel like I know these saints intimately, because I've reread their daily passages for years now. besides feeling like I know the saints intimately, it also has all the highlighting that my husband has done in these books has reminded me of this, of his spiritual journey through life, and how much, in a way, how much I learned to love God through what my husband learned from the saints, essentially, and passed on to me by sabotaging these books and highlighting them and everything. So, you know, as I go on, I pray to them for different things. That St. Teresa, who had this wonderful sense of humor and common sense, profound common sense in the practice of growing in the faith, which I really need because I fear I'm not capable of the extreme acts of faith that I feel are required at this time of life. He always brings common sense in, like, get a good night's sleep. Eat well, you know?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
If you can't pray long, you know, pray short, you know? Walk and pray, you know? So there is so much wisdom at both of these saints. And St. Francis de Sales, who would always teach me constantly prudence, in a way. Don't talk all the time. Don't listen more, you know? Be still, be quiet, be simple. Because my whole life I feel like I'm meant to convert others, evangelize all the time, and I find that difficult, to say the least. But both of them inspire me how to do it gently and calmly and peacefully and leave it to the Lord in a way also. So that's my story.
Wow.
You know, I've got all kinds of stories about St. Anthony finding incredibly lost items. I've got stories of St. Michael defending grandsons who are in the military and things like that. But these two saints are the ones that are leading me on the road, ultimately back to God, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I am profoundly moved by what you're sharing, Isabel. I'm sure Debbie is as well. And I would offer a slight correction there. You said these two saints are leading you. I would say maybe three, you know, because your husband, you know, from beyond, you know, from the next life, you know, the beautiful, you know, notations and things that how he marked up those books. You're seeing a glimpse into his soul, you know, that hopefully you saw during your many married years together, but he's still being that beautiful, you know, partner with you in this spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just what a profound gift you have in this. And this is what the lives of the saints is all about. It's our brothers and sisters. This is what family is all about. It's
the
being
connection.
Handed down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the connection handed down from one generation to the next. And you are the beneficiary, Isabel, of a great treasure here. And it sounds like you realize that. I'm sure you do, Debbie.
I completely agree. And I just think it's another makings of a movie, Isabel. I'll tell you, that's so beautiful. Beautiful that you have that treasure and that remembrance. We're sorry for the loss of your husband, but you have this real intimate, deep personal connection with his spirituality, his depth, your depth, and the marriage continues, right? The love that you have between each other. So beautiful. I mean, there's so much here. It almost reminds me of those amazing stories on movies, like the movie The Notebook. I know it's a different type of scenario, but it's just this deep connection between a husband and wife and what they have all encountered and how you can learn from it even after one passes. But Isabel, you live in Point Roberts, Washington. Is that right on the border of Canada? Are you right on the border of Canada?
We're a little tiny peninsula, nipple sticking down from the Canadian border. We probably are meant to be in Canada. The 49th
cool.
parallel just went in a straight line across the country and put this little piece of land into the United States.
That is so
anyhow,
cool.
Yes.
That is so cool. Can you give us your husband's first name for the prayer book, Isabel?
Sure, Thomas.
Thomas.
Sure. Yeah.
We were just talking about St. Thomas. That's so interesting. Boy, is that a connection.
Oh, yeah. All the St. Thomases. St. Thomas More, St. Thomas Becca, St. Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, so many wonderful Thomases. My husband also recorded himself praying to different saints, his favorite saints. And I have that recording, and every now and then I'll put it on and I'll pray with him. I'll hear him on a tape recording and I'll say the
Isabel.
Same prayer.
Isabel, think about it. I'm sorry. Think about it, Isabel. You need. Go ahead.
Sorry.
You go ahead. You're the guest.
No. I'm sorry.
No, you're
doing what St. Francis said. Don't talk all the time.
Oh my goodness, Isabel, are you kidding? I just love talking to you. You've got the makings of an amazing movie. Think about it. Pray about it.
I'll call up EWCN and see if they want somebody to produce it, right?
There you go.
You never know.
Yeah, thank you. You know what, Debbie, I'd love to see a tour of the Incorruptibles, frankly.
Yes.
I'd love to see the saints.
Yeah.
You know, do a tour of Europe and all of the saints who are still intact in their various...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Places.
I'm right with you. Well, I went to a few. I mean, Padre Pio, I went to a few and in Rome. But I will tell you, Isabel, it is powerful. Oh, my goodness. When you're at their tombs and you're like, oh, this is incredible. So I'm right with you. I mean, that is really cool.
Yeah.
But even if we can do it virtually.
That would be my bucket list.
Okay. All right. Well, stay in touch with us and call us again. Don't
all
make
right.
this a one and done. Okay. You did great.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, you guys. Good.
God
good
bless
work.
You.
Okay.
You
thank
too. Thanks.
You. Good show.
Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great calls today. And I'm sure there are going to be more later on Open Line Thursday with Father Gerald Murray. That's this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in with your questions on moral theology. That's Open Line Thursday with Father Gerald Murray. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time right here on EWTN Radio.
We have three back-to-back first-time callers. So let's get to the first one. Susan, first-time caller from the great state of Arizona. Waving to you, Susan, on YouTube. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. My saint is Saint Lorenzo. And his feast day is August the 10th. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Arizona, and I travel to Texas every year since I was little. And in 2005, I lost my son in a car accident.
Oh.
And my other two sons, Salvador and Sebastian, they were really hurt by all this. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of kept to themselves for years. And it was in 2013 when it was time for us to go to San Lorenzo. And we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we walk 3 miles from one church to another. And during that walk, I asked St. Lorenzo for an intercession for my two boys, that if he could bring them somebody.
Mm.
And that year, they both found somebody. My son Salvador found Marissa, and Sebastian, his wife now is Marina. And so that following year, they wanted to bring them to San Lorenzo for Texas. So Marissa went to her father and said, I'm going to go to this feast at Clint, Texas for San Lorenzo. And he said, oh, when you were born, Marissa is a triplet. And she was born in July. And he told her, when you were born, a couple asked your mother and I to go to that pilgrimage for San Lorenzo to walk the 3 miles for you and your brothers.
Mm.
And so she had a connection to San Lorenzo. So then Marina, Sebastian's wife, went to her father and told her father that she was going to go to this feast for San Lorenzo at Clint, Texas. And he said, that's where I'm from. So they all had connections to San Lorenzo. And now I have five grandsons.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wow.
Are any of them named Lorenzo?
Well, yeah, one is.
Oh, really?
Named Lorenzo. Okay. Yeah.
I love it.
Wow. That is so beautiful. That is so amazing. You know, none
it
of
is.
These are.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, I just love to hear stories like this. And again, it just, I don't want to say it restores our, it enhances our confidence in the saints. And you know, this all is, we're talking about the saints today, and they don't do anything apart from God. This is all our Heavenly Father showing His amazing love to us through these, not coincidences, but providential happenings and events in our lives. And that, what a beautiful story, Susan, that you had to share.
Thank you. And we will be traveling this year again to San Lorenzo, and they're all going to come with their children. I have one that's in the service, but yeah, but thank you so much for letting me share that story. I hope that it helps somebody with to know that the saints are our friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now you're giving us an idea. This is amazing, Susan, because you're giving us an idea. Maybe we should put a compilation together of all, a book of all of saint stories of the intercessions of the saints and how we become close to them. That's fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing. We're sorry for your loss, but we are so thrilled that the legacy goes on and your family's expanding and it's thriving. And Susan, that's all because of your strong faith.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Susan. All right, we're going to get to as many of you as we can today. Again, a couple more first-time callers if we have time. We're going to go to a first-time caller in Texas. Noisy, did I say your name right? Noisy? Hello, maybe I didn't.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, please forgive me for if I mispronounced your name. What? How do you say your name?
Moises.
Oh, Moises, okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go right ahead. Tell us your saint story.
Saint Anthony is my favorite saint because I am a man who has a tendency to be grumpy. And not Saint Anthony, but Saint Martin the Porous, the one with the broom, one that was dark skin color.
Right.
But he's my favorite, and I love him because he was always happy every time, everything he did, anything. Every time he spoke to somebody, he was always very glad and happy and cheerful and very uplifting. He spoke nothing but joy.
Joy, yeah.
I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Above all, of course, Blessed Mother Mary, as the saint of saints. That's on the saints part. Now, I'd like to make a little comment, personal comment that I feel myself. And this is about how I have three family members that passed away to be with my father, Jesus Christ, and that's my early father. He passed away, and my early brother and my early two black brothers and my early father, they passed away. Some people come and greet me and to tell me what happened. Try to be with me in my sorrow or my pain. They will say things like, I'm sorry for your loss. And I do not, as a Catholic that I've been since I was born, before I was born, because my mother fed me milk. My mother fed me Catholic milk because she's been very Catholic. I practice in Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And she have always told me how to love God above all. And the most important thing is God, when Jesus died, he died for all of us, and he's waiting for us in heaven. So when somebody dies, the person who was their family and or their loved ones or their husband or the wife or brother, their sister, whatever relationship that they had to the person here on earth, that person, they did not lose that loved one. They did not lose it. And me as a Catholic, I don't see myself telling to somebody, I am sorry for you lost, because they did not get lost. They did not let Jesus die for them. They were purchased with the precious blood.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you started this conversation saying that you can be a little grumpy, so you go to the saints. If you've read, yeah, obviously you've read the lives of the saints. So many of them were accused of being a little bit grumpy, a little bit gruff, including Padre Pio. So you stand in, you're with good company, and I think you have a beautiful soul, and I love your passion for your faith and the Lord, and how you have such a strong conviction. And I just say, please, you know, continue to lean on your guardian angel, just to and have your guardian angel help you if you feel any time during the day where you might feel like you're falling into that grumpy mood. And I've been there many times, and I'll say to my guardian angel, help me just to lighten the mood a little so the day can continue. And I want that for you, because I love your soul. It's very pure. You can hear it, and very strong. You've been formed in the faith, and I think that is very powerful. So God bless you, sir.
Thank you, baby. You too, and all you, the entire team at EWTM, your family members, and everybody that comes in contact with y'all.
Thank you, Moises. We appreciate that. You're a first-time caller only once, but be sure you call the program again anytime. Gloria, another first-time caller in Vero Beach. You hear the music there. We're not going to get to you. Gabe in Cleveland. We're sorry we're not going to get to you either. But, Debbie, another just fantastic conversation, as always, led by the Take-Two family. And we're looking forward to tomorrow. What we're going to talk about tomorrow is suggested by one of our listeners who is a little apprehension about an upcoming surgery. We're going to ask our Take-Two family members, have you ever had that apprehension as you look forward to a surgery or a medical procedure, something like that, and how the Holy Spirit and the Lord and your faith helped you overcome that?
Oh, that's going to be an amazing broadcast tomorrow. So we want you all to tune in. We're going to share our stories. Well, that'll do it, folks. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. Jerry and I, we'll see you real soon.